My Family Thinks I'm Crazy, a podcast where I, your host, try to give you some tips on how you can explain all this weird, wild, crazy conspiracy stuff to the people you love most. Because that's what I've been trying to do for the past 10 years with no success. I've been telling everybody that our government is shady, but every time I do, my family thinks I'm crazy. The hollow earth, UFOs, aliens invading, fluoride in the water, they spray our skies daily. When I talk about these things, they think I'm crazy. There's no escaping anymore the evil that we're facing. Illuminati mind control, they're sacrificing babies. The end of days, but anyways, my family thinks I'm crazy.
What, they don't want to listen to you?
No, they don't want to listen. They don't want to hear it. They're just like, oh, here we go, Mark. Off again with your
Mark being Mark again.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's the thing about podcasts is when you're on the air, and it's like therapy, you know. If I can't talk to my family about this stuff, I'll talk to you, Matt, and all our listeners.
You know, just tell your whole podcast.
Yeah. So who are we talking about today, Matt?
Listen, listen, listen. I promise you, I promise you. The real power is in getting away with it. The real power is in getting away with this is carefully timed. Carefully timed. Let me go back to telling the full story. Not just the Donald Barr, Knight of Malta, OSS, confidant, subordinate to Bill Donovan. Donald Barr. Donald Barr worked for Bill Donovan. Now, before anybody says stupid things like crypto Jew. Okay, so let's look at that for a minute. Crypto Jew. What are you claiming? You're claiming that someone pretended to be Catholic, pretended to be a Jesuit, and instead was secretly Jewish. My follow-on question is two questions. What did they do for Judaism? And how stupid do you think the Catholic Church is? This is an institution that its roots go back to the Roman military empire, where they literally torture and take notes like a demon without a conscience. Jesuits, they know everything about human nature. Everything. Look up Tomás Torquemada. Look up Torquemada, okay? So on pain of death, Jews were required to convert to Catholicism. Conversos in the Spanish, converso, okay? There was a subsect of Jews called Moranos. I'm probably not saying it right. Moranos, okay? A subset of Jews called Moranos who supposedly converted to Catholicism and secretly kept Judaism. They were ruthlessly hunted down, man, woman, and child, by the Roman Catholic Inquisition. The Dominicans, I believe Torquemada was a Dominican. And when the Dominicans finished...
You just heard today's guest, author, researcher, U.S. Marine, and born-again Christian, who joins me, Mystic Mark, here on the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy this conversation with my friend Johnny Cerucci. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast, and joining me, or I think the third, possibly fourth time, he's one of my favorite guests to be on the show, and we only met within the last year, so that's saying a lot. He is the voice behind Resistance Radio, Resistance Rising. Let's talk Johnny Cerucci, all the fascinating corners of history he's taken us down. And today, Johnny, as I might have mentioned, I want to take a little bit more of a contemporary route. I think even between the last time we spoke and now, there were some, what would you call it, some changes in the seats of power at the Vatican. So there's some stuff we can talk about there. But all that aside, how are you? Welcome back to the show. Thanks again for joining me. And please tell me if I fucked anything up, because I know how to pronounce your name, but let's talk to someone.
Perfect. Giovanni Cerucci. Perfect, man. You nailed it. You know that. Listen, I tell my audience that I'm very careful with words like love, hero, friend. I want to be very specific because you can't overuse those. And one of my requirements for the use of the word friend is you feel warm towards somebody, you feel warm towards someone you collaborate with. But if all you do is do shows with them, then they're technically not really a friend. They're just a nice person that you feel warmly towards. But as one of my requirements is that we talk offline about personal things. And I will tell you, Mark and I talk offline about personal things. So I am proud to call Mark a friend. And I will tell you, jumping right into topics, that, man, there's just so much. When you just say one word, Epstein, dude, there's like days worth of stuff. Days. As I tell people, right, big picture, okay? Big picture. If you control it all, we'll just use intuition here right now. I want to get into names, places, and dates, but first we'll use intuition. If you control it all, and I think it's safe to say that there is a machine that controls things from behind the scenes, a machine that really runs the show. All right, Johnny, what are you talking about? Okay, let me go down to the rabbit trail. Stop. How is it that you supposedly have, at least in America, every election, you have two choices, reptilian or demon rat, two choices every selection, right? And no matter who you pick, nothing changes. No matter who you pick, nothing changes, okay? That tells me, now you can call it the deep state, but then I would say, okay, who and what is the deep state? That's what prompted me to write my first book, Illuminati. That's what everybody's saying, Illuminati. All right, I'm a former Marine, an ex-soldier. Go get the Illuminati, Johnny. Go get the globalist, Johnny. Go get the deep state, Johnny. That's done on purpose. You're telling me to go, you know, Don Quixote, who, by the way, is a euphemism for the superior general. Let me go poke holes in windmills. I have told people one of my favorite things to say is that in relation to Donald Trump 1.0, closing the border, I told people years ago, Donald Trump will close the border as quickly as Barack Obama closed Guantanamo Bay. That was one of his candidacy promises. Never. And that's exactly what happened. Nothing has happened. Nothing has changed. There's all kinds of foolishness going on about deportations. Hang on. First of all, what is the religion? Just to throw this, what is the religion of the vast majority of illegal aliens in America? It is Catholicism. Whether they're Hispanic or not, it's Catholicism. Okay. So, say whatever you want about Donald Trump and the deportation. Deportation. How is the solution? So these are people who have broken the law. They've broken the law. And your solution is to have me pay to put them on a plane, train them on a automobile, take them out and put them on the wide open border. I take the fish. I'll throw him out. He swims around the other side of the boat and jumps back right back in again. How is that the solution? It's not the solution. It's a game. And what the, like, millions upon millions. No income, low income, gangs, rapists, murderers, MS-13. It's funny that I see headline, Donald Trump is pushing to simply deport criminals. Criminal. Wait, if you're an illegal alien, you're a criminal. If you're an illegal alien, you're a criminal. Okay. So big picture. Let me go back to the big picture. Remember where I am. There's Mark Holden. Johnny, come back. You started a long thing. Come back to the big picture. The big picture is nothing ever changes, no matter what the party is. It's intuitive to say, okay, there is someone behind the screen. Look, Mark, this is why we have an audience. This is why we have an audience, because there are people going to news and not getting their answers. There are people going to alternative back in the 90s. For me, it was Limbaugh, Levin, Savage, Roman Catholic O'Reilly, Roman Catholic Hannity, still not getting answers. That's what put me onto all this. That's what kind of helped to wake me up. Is not getting answers. But when those guys refuse to question who the heck Barack Obama, where he came from, a lot of questions whether or not he had ties to the CIA. Sure enough, all you need is a little bit of research, and you will see those ties through his mother, through his grandmother, banking family, sexual perversion, sexual deviancy, and banking, CIA. Okay, this is why these guys never touched this. So I knew I needed to dig deeper into Illuminati, Weishaupt, Jesuit. Nobody said Jesuit. What? Illuminati, Weishaupt, Jesuit? Are you kidding me? That's crazy. That's crazy talk, right? Nobody says that. Why? So if there is a puppet master, if there is a man behind the curtain, it is intuitive to say, okay, they have the real power. They have the money. They have the government. They have the guns. They have the technology. What's the very first, if you're them, what's the very first thing you want to do? Disappear. Disappear. By the way, Google, the world's biggest information aggregator. Google owns the internet. I have a VPN that supposedly screens my personal identification. Google laughs at that. Google pops up, Google Maps, where is Johnny? You are right here. Your rear end is 98.4 degrees in that chair. What else would you like me to tell you? Okay, Google changed its birthday to 27 September to share that with the Jesuits. Oh, it's the Jews, Johnny. It's the Jews. Okay, so it's intuitive to think that if there is a machine running the show, the first thing they want to do is make themselves invisible. What's the second thing they want to do? They know that there are some people out there asking questions. The second thing they want to do is push forward a patsy. Push forward a patsy. Go on Twitter. Twitter X. Twitter. Rebranded as X. X, right? X, just like a Maltese cross. The insignia of the Templars. Okay, very Gnostic, very ancient. The X in the circle, X-Men. Xavier, Charles Francis Xavier, Professor X. Who is Francis Xavier? He's a Jew. He's a co-founder of the Jews. No, he's a co-founder of the Jesuits. Okay? Go look. And that's just my point. That's just my point is the very first thing a machine would want to do is, number one, make itself invisible. Number two, give you patsies. Give you patsies. If the Rothschilds were really that powerful, why are they on every search? Every search, they are the bad guys. The bloody Simpsons made the, what's his name, Rothschild, Mr. Dithers. For real? For real. For real. So this is why, listen to me. So there's a guy who is a name and a face of child trafficking. That's Jeffrey Epstein. Do you think for a minute that mainstream news media and the government really do their jobs? Do you think for a minute that they really want to crack down on child trafficking? Here's what's funny. Ashton Kutcher, the comedian, born and raised Roman Catholic, he converted to Judaism, don't you know? Married his Jewish girlfriend, right? Did they marry Mila Kunis? Shows up to LA Lakers championship games with a ball cap that sports the Freemasonic compass. Okay, dude, if you're a real Freemason, you're not going to wear it on a ball cap. So I'm going to go ahead and throw the patented Bill and Johnny BS flag on you being like a real Mason. But apparently you love it enough that you want to wear it around. Ashton Kutcher goes before Congress, the brave men and women, really more the women and transgenders in Congress and the Federal Bureau of Inquisition. By the way, the FBI founded by a Jew? No. By a hyper devout Roman Catholic, Charles Joseph Bonaparte, great grandnephew of Napoleon Bonaparte. The CIA, founded by a Knight of Malta, Roman Catholic, Wall Street, DuPont, war profiteering lawyer with the Medal of Honor. A lawyer with the Medal of Honor, those don't go together. I promise you, those don't go together. William Donovan, with so much legend behind him, that we call him Wild Bill. What a guy, Wild Bill. I call him Mild Bill Donovan, okay? A war profiteering lawyer, Medal of Honor. Stop. I've read the citation. I'm not impressed, okay? Do not think that he rated a Medal of Honor, but the machine did. But the machine did. So do you think for a minute that the government and the media really care about, so Ashton Kutcher goes before Congress, The FBI needed Ashton Kutcher's help to track down pedophiles. How stupid do you think I am? The FBI needed Ashton Kutcher's geek squad. Now, remember, Ashton Kutcher is a what? Actor. Actor. Donald Trump is a B-grade actor with lots of experience being a clown. Being a clown. You've got two choices in politics. You've got the rabid, hardcore far left, represented by Roman Catholics like Kumo, son of Kumo, brother of Kumo, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden. The list is endless. Rabid, hardcore, far left, pro-abortion Catholics, pro-homosexual marriage Catholics in good standing with their church, supposedly against all that. Or you've got the phony, do-nothing buffoon right. It's not left versus right. There's no difference. It's rabid, hardcore left versus buffoonish, substanceless right. That's why there's no difference. That's why there's no difference. So, big picture, okay? Do you think for a minute that the government and the media actually care? Because if they did, the FBI, the most powerful law enforcement organization in the world, and they need Ashton Kutcher's Geek Squad to help them track down the pedos. For real? For real? I'll give you another one I got pulled into. Ex-Navy SEAL Craig Sawyer. Now, I'm going to be careful. I used to poke fun at him, but I'm trying to win him over. I don't know how much he has received my emails. He was getting my emails. He was threatening me. I got friends in the FBI. I'm kind of like, okay, all right, Craig, spell my name right. Cerucci, C2C, Cerucci. Navy SEAL supposedly got out and became security for the rich and shameless politicians, actors, actresses, etc. And then he started this organization, Veterans for Child Rescue. Oh, Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom. Thoroughly good, hyper-devout Jim Caviezel. Got a couple of Mexican filmmakers, hyper-devout Roman Catholic. Catholic. Do you think the Catholic Church really, really cares about rescue? No, they care about like buggering little boys. And they do it with the help of the government. They do it with the help of the cops. They do it with the help of the judges and the prosecutors. That's real power. That's real power. That's real power. Rape your kids, get away with it from the separation of church and state government. Okay, Craig, sorry, real quick. Veterans for Child Rescue. The FBI can't get it done. They need the help of retired Navy SEAL Craig Sawman Sawyer and his group. Now, pause for a second. I'm a soldier. I know. Okay. You got me out there looking for bad guys. What do I do when I find them? I don't have any law enforcement authority. I don't have authority to wield deadly force anywhere, anytime, the way you do. I don't have a radio to call in all kinds of guns and helicopters to run to my aid. What am I supposed to do when where's all your gear? Where's all your tech where you can find anyone, anything? Oh, the January 6th, you tracked them down good, didn't you? You can't find a bunch of pedos? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, rumor is that unfortunately Craig is compromised. Unfortunately, Craig was blackmailed, pulled in, and is playing a role. And as soon as I knew, so I fell for this. I went to the organization. They had a questionnaire. And they wanted everything, Mark. They wanted, give me your social security. Give me your driver's license. Give me your blood type. Give me a tissue sample. Whoa. Hang on there, cowboys. Hang on. You don't need all this information. You do need my resume. You do need my DD-214. But you also need to be sworn that you're not going to abuse my personal identification information. Okay. And what are we really doing with all this? Well, what they were doing is these are the pedophiles, not necessarily that Craig is an active pedophile. He was representing the pedophiles. What they were doing, Mark, is they were fishing who's really dangerous. And within the veteran community, those are the ones that are dangerous. These are people who were trained. These are people who, when you push them against the wall, they'll push back. Okay. These are people that are no longer beholden to a very corrupt machine. Many of them may have even gone their entire career without compromising their oath to the Constitution, to the American people. These are the ones that are really dangerous. And so it was a fishing, PHI fishing expedition. Let me get all the information of anybody that really hates the pedos enough to fill out this questionnaire. And what's your background? What's your military? Who are you? So now I'll put you on the list. I'll put you on the map. That's what that was. That's what that was. So do you for a minute believe that the machine, the cops, the government, and the media really care about? No. Dude, this goes back millennia. Use and abuse of children goes back millennia. I'm looking through my third book, Eaters of Children.
Well, before we get into some of that, I do want to take it back to the original question, because you put a lot of names in front of us, and we have heard some of what you just described before in previous conversations you and I have had. But I think this goes without saying at this point, with everything you've already laid out, that Jeffrey Epstein was a patsy, a figurehead. But
whoa. Jeffrey Epstein was a patsy and a figurehead. Mark, do you realize how deep that is? You've just thrown out Whitney Webb's four books that she just recently written. It's all about the Jews and the Mossad and Epstein. Okay. Wait a minute. If the media is talking about him, please look deeper. Finish your thought, pal. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just teasing. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm glad to get that. Yeah. You're just alley-ooping my shot here. So no, thank you. No, just to take it back to Epstein, like, because people are, I think at this point in time, again, there's this sort of resurgence in interest, whether that is being, you know, orchestrated by the powers that be or not, to further entrain us away from the truth. That's kind of what I'm curious of, like, because it seems like Dan Bongino, and I'm sure you have interesting thoughts on him, and Kash Patel, they, you know, this was like a whole dog and pony show. Oh, yeah, we couldn't find anything of substance, blah, blah, blah. It's like, come on, give us a fucking break. Like, this has been how many years of seeing all this stuff, and you guys are going to pretend like there's nothing there, you know? So what are your thoughts on Kash Patel?
I think just, look, the mere fact that Donald Trump was an associate of Jeffrey Epstein, and a regular visitor on the Lolita Express to Rape Island. Are you kidding me? The guy that's in the White House, by the way, why is it called the White House? Is it called the White House because of its color? Or is it called the White House because of Jesuit Father Andrew White that operated in Maryland in the 1600s, the colony founded by Catholics for Catholics? And the architecture of Washington, D.C. is a mirror image of the architecture of Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Rome. Across from the womb of ISIS, okay? The obelisk stolen from Heliopolis in the center of St. Peter's Square, across from the rotunda of St. Peter's Basilica, is the mirror image. It used to be called Little Rome on the Potomac, okay? Absolutely patently absurd. How is it that we have, let's dig a little bit deeper on Jeffrey Epstein being a patsy, blown cover as cover. Okay, we will acknowledge that there is child trafficking. By the way, Dan Bongino, I believe ethnic Italian, although I don't know, I don't believe he's a practicing Catholic. He did go to Archbishop Molloy High School in Queens, New York, which is important. So I'll guarantee you that if he is ethnic Italian, he has quite a few Jesuits in his woodpile. I promise you, the idea that child trafficking starts and finishes with the Jew Jeffrey Epstein, and that Epstein is dead, that fell on a knife 14 times, tried to commit suicide twice, okay, and succeeded the second time, while on suicide watch in a federal penitentiary. He is the Osama bin Laden of child trafficking. And there is a massive chain of command that was responsible for keeping him safe. And they all failed. And who got fired? Who got sacked? Who got brought up on charges for negligence or corruption or getting put? No. And wait. The cameras weren't working. Just like whenever a cop goes to beach up, the camera goes off. Oh, I'm sorry. The battery wore out. Come on. Because I'm that stupid. Oh, the camera's on 9/11. Right. The cameras of the Murrah building, right? Oh, and then the FBI. Oh, they were working. The FBI has all the footage. I'll take that. Thank you. Patently absurd. Patently absurd that child trafficking starts and finishes with Jeffrey Epstein, okay? Who were his clients? To include the sitting president. To include the sitting president, other presidents, still Jesuit-trained Georgetown Clinton, who, by the way, is probably a bastard child of Winthrop Rockefeller. There's the Arkansas-New York connection there. Why would Hillary Clinton, how does she suddenly magically appear in New York to become a United States senator? Of all the states, that's because of the corrupt. And who is behind the Rockefeller connection? The Jesuits. Like Richard McSorley, the Jesuit, that hand-walked Bill Clinton through Eastern Europe in the middle of the Cold War. How? Are you kidding? A tour of Eastern Europe ending in Moscow, and I've got all the citations for this, by the Kennedy's Jesuit, Richard McSorley. Bill Clinton. Okay? So also a frequent visitor of Epstein Island. But apparently Jeffrey Epstein only had one client. That's Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew is the only one that Jeffrey Epstein had a client to, because it's the only one you keep seeing over and over and over again. Prince Andrew. But my question is, okay, what did he do to piss off the machine for him to keep coming up, right? So did they catch him on a phone call with someone thinking, you know, I think we should rape and pillage just a little bit less this year. Let's give the people a break, okay? You know what? Instead of stealing $666 trillion, let's steal $664 trillion this year, okay? No. Ding, 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 ding. Get him. Put him on a mic. Nothing's really happening to him. They're just blowing him up in the media, okay? They're just embarrassing him. So they don't really want him. They're just rattling the street. But highly absurd to think that anything starts and finishes. Let's look at the Epstein story, okay? The story, as my Canadian friends in Bowman would say, the story. Let's look at the Epstein story. Where does it start? Where does it start? It starts with a nobody, no name, two-time college dropout who was hired at Dalton to teach math. Who hired him? Let me look this up real quick. Who hired him? So I've got another source on this that I wanted to have. A guy by the name of Donald Barr. Oh, come on. Where's my other source? I'll have it. I'll bring it up later. A guy by the name of Donald Barr. Donald Barr started life as a Jew and converted to, I'll wait for it, Roman Catholic. So that by the time his son, his children are born, little Billy Barr, Billy knows nothing of Judaism. Billy Barr is a hyper devout Roman Catholic. Donald Barr. What was Donald Barr doing? What was Donald Barr doing before he was he headmaster? I believe the headmaster at Dalton. What was Donald Barr doing before he was a confidant and I believe a Knight of Malta working for Bill Donovan at the OSS? What? That's crazy talk, Johnny. That's crazy talk. Donald Barr, Bill Barr's daddy, was a Knight of Malta associate, a Roman Catholic convert who worked for the OSS and Bill Donovan. And by the way, wrote fictional novels about sex slavery. Isn't that cute? I even have the name of the novel. I'll have to bring it up. Okay. Donald Barr hired Jeffrey Epstein to teach math when Epstein was not in any way qualified, had flunked out of college twice, and brought him in out of nowhere to teach math. And by the way, didn't even stay at Dalton long enough to shake Epstein's hand. Epstein was coming in and Donald Barr was long gone. That's interesting. Well, who is Donald Barr's son, Bill Barr? None other than Donald Trump 1.0. Is you going to jump in?
Quick side question, since we're on the topic of Epstein being a dropout, his associations and whatnot. I've seen the school, I think it's called the Interlochen School. I've seen this floating around, and there's a picture of Obama, allegedly it's Obama, Epstein, and a couple other notable people as young men or teenagers, something, you know, before they were adults at this camp or school of some kind, Interlochen, and apparently a very famous pop star, Chapel Roan, went to this same school. So it's come up a couple times on the show, and I'm curious, since we're on the topic of Epstein and his, you know, network and his associations getting into all this stuff, becoming the patsy that he is known to be now, at least by the people who know the truth. But yeah, Interlochen, any thoughts on that school?
I am unfamiliar with it. I cannot. How do you spell it?
It's intersection, but then Lochen is like the Scottish way of spelling it with a C-H, L-O-C-H-E-N, Interlochen, I believe.
Okay.
And yeah.
And what kind of school is it? Let's see here. Parts boarding school?
Yes, apparently Epstein.
Interlochen Academy?
Yeah, apparently Epstein helped a famous pop star, Chapel Roan, get into this school. And now there are pictures surfacing of him as a young man, a teenager at that school himself. So, and Obama is allegedly in this same class picture as Epstein.
Yeah, I will tell you that I've looked at, that's interesting, Vadipedia. Wikipedia doesn't even Interlochen.
Do they not have a
center for the arts?
It would, yeah. No. I think it would be an arts boarding school. That makes sense. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. First and foremost, Above Book, hooking me up with this phone and laptop. Wow, what a blessing it is to host this podcast for you amazing listeners. And one of the amazing perks is getting these great devices that protect my cybersecurity just inherently. It's built in. So don't trust big tech. Trust these guys at Above Phone that can help you out. Get yourself an Above Book, tablet, or phone. The Above Phone is the perfect way to distinguish yourself. You know, a lot of ladies these days are not into social media. They're not into guys with souped up phones. So gentlemen out there, maybe Above Phone is your way of distinguishing yourself. Now, then again, I wouldn't recommend straying away from iMessage, but there might be a way to do that with Above Phone. Who knows? Let's see. I'll reach out to Hakeem Anwar. And if you're curious about what Above Phone can do for you, check out my interview with Hakeem. The podcast episode came out within the last year. Speaking of, all of our sponsors today have been guests on the show. The next sponsor, one of my favorite sponsors, Brain Supreme, your microdosing dream team. Our man, Adam Schell, is someone who you can trust when it comes to the mind. He's worked with athletes helping recover from CTE, and he is a proponent of microdosing. So don't take it from me. Listen to Adam Schell, the interviews I've had with him, and check out more information at brainsupreme.co. Use the promo code CRAZY at checkout. That's very important. Make sure you use the promo code CRAZY to save at brainsupreme.co. And last but never least, Shilajit, baby, the number one Shilajit. And where do you find it? You find it at 5MedX, because you can't climb all the way to the top of these dangerous, inhospitable mountains where Shilajit is found, but you need the Shilajit. It's got that adaptogenic quality that your body craves. So check it out, Shilajit. Learn more. Ron Morit has been on the show. He's a guest of this podcast and the Tinfoil Hat podcast. And you can use the promo code CRAZY at checkout and talk to our man, Ron. yourself. Get in touch with him. Ask him what Shilajit can do for you. Or just take it from the interview that I had with him. But either way, use the promo code CRAZY at checkout. Get yourself some Shilajit today with a discount on the house. That's right. VibeMedX.com. Get yourself some Shilajit with the promo code CRAZY. And remember, every episode of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast is in full in its entirety. And it's on patreon.com/MFTIC and myfamilythinksimcrazy.substack.com. That's where you can get every episode of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast ad-free, interruption-free. And you get the whole episode for a show like this where we get into some dark stuff. Some of it had to be cut. I just don't want to have that. I don't know. It's just the energy. I feel like a different person. So if you don't like that, don't be worried. Okay, we're going to get into some dark topics, but I have to get the Patreon back in a good spot, and I need people to have more of an incentive to sign up. So it's a win-win. You know, this episode got into some dark topics that could, be censored potentially. So it's a win-win. It's going to be most of the dark stuff on Patreon. We'll see how it pans out. Sometimes I say that, and then I just put the whole thing out anyway. So it's whatever. Anyways, love you guys. Sorry for this long ad read, and we'll be right back to this episode after a quick break to our dynamic ads. Come on. Do you need any more incentive to sign up for the Patreon and not hear this nonsense? Listen up, guys. It's summertime and the heat is on. You're sweaty, you're looking good, your lady is tight. She's wearing the slimmest bikini you've ever seen. You're on vacation, you've spent hundreds of dollars, you've had a great day. You went to the restaurant that your partner chose, of course you let her choose, but you don't want to let her down. It's vacation, do it right with Hims. When you get to the bedroom at the end of the night, you want to make sure that you're there 100%, that your performance is top notch, like an F1, okay? I'm talking Gran Turismo, engines running, she's roaring, she's hot and ready to go, there's checkered flags on the floor, stop what you're doing. If this sounds like something you need, check out Hims, Hims.com. They can help you with a range of personal treatment options for ED, okay? We do hard mints, chewables, tablets, whatever fits your bill. But I'm telling you, folks, when you're out there and you're turning on your lady, you want to make sure that you're all there. And if you're not, Hims can help. So get simple access online to personalized, affordable care for ED, hair loss, weight loss, and more. Just visit hims.com/crazy. That's hims.com/crazy for your free online visit. hims.com/crazy. Skip the doctor, skip the waiting room, all that nonsense, these criminals in white coats. Go straight to the source, okay? This is like cartel stuff here, folks. Straight off the boat, okay? The highest quality ED treatments that you can find. Stay rock hard this summer with Hims. Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. hims.com/crazy. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. I'm your host, Mystic Mark. And I want to bring attention to one of my favorite sponsors. That's Mood. Mood thinks cannabis should be accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. But most importantly, they believe, and I believe, in supporting the American farmers who make all of this possible. That's right, made in America. Like the outfit that I have on, my t-shirt, my Hard Enco jeans, all 100% made in America. So why would the cannabis I'm smoking be any different? That's right. Mood created an online source for 100% federally legal cannabis grown on small, pesticide-free American farms. You can't beat that, folks. Go American. Go local if you can. Keep it within our borders. Support this country. And I'm going to support you by giving you 20% off your entire purchase for first-time buyers only. Just use the promo code CRAZY at mood.com. That's mood.com, M-O-O-D.com. I'm telling you, folks, Mood stands behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee. And as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code CRAZY. So head to mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. Remember to use the promo code CRAZY at checkout to save 20% off your order of American cannabis. Go and check it out today at mood.com, and we'll be right back to this episode in just a moment.
Let's see here. Interesting. I am completely unfamiliar with Barack Hussein Obama going to an Interlochen. And
yeah, just a side cool. Call. I mean to throw us off the trail here too far, but it's come up a couple times on the show recently, and it's also come up in like memes I've seen surfacing.
Michigan Art School.
Yeah, Michigan, Fox Island, Michigan. You know the Fox Island story, right?
No.
So there's an island. I think it's in the, eastern side of Michigan. So whatever lake is to the east of Michigan, I don't remember off the top of my head. I have so many maps, you'd think I'd be able to see it. It might be Lake Erie. So there's an island somewhere around the coast of Michigan called North Fox Island, and the Roman Catholic Church had a, you know, boys buggery ring there going back to like the 1940s and 50s. Like this was like one of the earlier, before the Franklin scandal, this was one of the first political child rape rings that got reported on in the news. But I remember hearing about it on like a true crime podcast, and they were talking about like wealthy individuals connected to the two men who kind of took the rap for it all. And it just felt like, you know, an Epstein 2.0 type of situation. But yeah, if you look up North Fox Island, Michigan, you might be able to find it.
I have not done a deep dive on it, but absolutely. And stop, punch, boom, boom, boom. Here's the host telling me about a Catholic child. Boom, boom. Francis Duffield Sheldon and Brother Paul's Children's Mission. Is that a Jewish school? Is that? Oh, no, it's a Catholic school. Is this any different from the... Dude, how many times are they going to play this game? Is it different from the Franklin cover-up? Okay. No, Jeffrey Epstein is the only guy to ever traffic children, and he did teenage girls, and they're all sexy, and they're just basically almost adults anyway. So come on, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. No, you mean young boys that got sodomized by the rich and shameless? Oh, that's a little bit more harsh. Wait, what? That'll piss people off. You know, not sexy teenage girls on the doorstep of adulthood. Young boys, 9 years old, 10 years old, being tortured, sodomized, some of them killed. Okay, no, that's a different story. That doesn't play so well. Oh, Stormy Daniels with her big boobies. Oh, what a man. What a man's man Donald Trump is. Now, paying off the families of little boys as well that he has sexually abused. That's not me. That's Wayne Mattson, that he paid $30 million to prepubescent three girls and three boys to hush them up. Okay. And that story, by the way, is paywalled for the brave Wayne Mattson. I still have a copy of it if you need it. So absolutely, I will do a much deeper dive. I will focus on, how the Catholics do love to name their children Francis. This guy's a ghost, Francis Duffield Sheldon. He's a ghost. Nobody knows anything about him. He's here. He's gone. Not like Marc Dutroux out of Belgium. Who runs Belgium? Belgium's one of the rare bordering nations of France, more Catholic than France. right? Mark Dutroux is another Jeffrey Epstein, except Mark Dutroux was telling you in prison, I'm just a patsy. I'm just a facilitator. And he got what? He got poo-pooed. Quiet, shut him up, put the gag on him, get him out of here. Clap the irons on him and shut him up. I'm just a facilitator. Franklin cover-up, right? What are the fight back in the 80s and 90s? So what have I told you before? You've got the phony, rabid, hardcore left, and they win all their political battles, or you have the meaningless, substanceless, blackmailed, phony right. And they win none of their battles. And if they want to push a little bit back at tyranny, if they want to push back at gun control, push back at taxes, push back at government, well, we'll just rein them in. Like, oh, what is that? Idaho. Senator Craig Sex Scandal. Craig was his last name, right? Larry Craig. Larry Craig, the hardcore right wing who got arrested propositioning a male cop sting operation in a bathroom. What did he do? Was he talking on the phone saying, you know, I think we should steal a little bit less. I think we should rape a little bit less this year. And boom, now the government steps right in and reins in homosexual pederast Larry Craig with a sting operation propositioning a cop in a bathroom. So you have the hardcore rabid left, and they always win all their legislative battles, or you have the phony, controlled, blackmailed right. That's why the Franklin scandal, the Franklin cover-up, was fixated primarily on reptilians, because those are the ones that are the most dangerous. Those are the ones you want to blackmail. Those are the ones you want to compromise, to include the people in the Craig Spence, Bush, Reagan, all those guys. By the way, Kathy O'Brien, love her. Very believable victim. Grace blessed me with one interview and then pulled a home and won't talk to me anymore for whatever reason. Not quite sure why. But Kathy O'Brien says that George Herbert Walker Bush, by the way, named after George Herbert Walker, trained by the Jesuits at Stony Brook in England, the elite, George Herbert Walker was, Jesuit trained. Skull and Bones, George Herbert Walker, 1948, Yale Skull and Bones, with the Jesuits and the CIA running that. And George Walker, no one else, Bush, nobody else was qualified to be president than the son of the Skull and Bones, George Walker Bush, Skull and Bones, 68, George Herbert Walker Bones, Bush, Bone, Bush, Skull and Bones, 48. Franklin cover-up, right? Franklin cover-up. Nobody's heard of the Franklin cover-up. Why is it called? Wait a minute. Why is it called the Franklin cover-up? Because the guy that wrote the first book on it, guy by the name of John DeCamp, who was a nobody Nebraska state legislator. Look up his resume. He was CIA Phoenix Project under Bill Casey Colby. I keep getting them both mixed up. They're both the CIA directors who were Roman Catholic. What? The guy that blew up the Franklin scandal was a CIA Phoenix Project guy in Vietnam. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? All right. He was the aide de camp to. All right. One of them is the 80s and one of them is. It's right.
We'll forgive you.
Casey was Reagan's, right?
I'm sure the people who know are correcting you as they're listening, but
that horrifies me. Let's see. Yes, Bill Colby is the one. Colby was previous, by the way. Both of them. Now, how many? Oh, it's Jews. It's the Jews. It's the Jews. I have a massive list, starting with mild Bill Donovan, all the way through by James Jesus Angleton. Okay, hyper devout, super paranoid, Roman Catholic scourge of the CIA. Right? It's the Jews, Johnny. No. The Jews are given high profile, no power. Hollywood, journalism, bank manager, high profile, little power. Okay? By the way, who really runs? I don't know. Who really runs Hollywood? It's the Jews, Johnny. That turd, Dave Chappelle. You know, I'm looking in at Los Angeles, and it looks like a lot of Jews. You're not supposed to say that. A lot of Jews, right? Who wrote the motion picture code? Mr. Freemason? Dave Chappelle disappears, comes back, and all of a sudden he's in line and fat and kind of doesn't even look like himself anymore. Who knows, right? All right. Dave Chappelle does bits on Scary Skull and Bones. Don't tase me, bro. Funny bit. Does lines about how they got to make a black man wear a dress. He turns right around and wears a dress for good old Jewish comedian Mel Brooks in Men in Tights. Okay. All right. So I guess you don't really have a line that you won't cross for money. Dave, here you want another doobie, Dave? Okay. So what was that going on, Dave Chappelle? Threw me off. Colby, Casey, go ahead.
Written by Who Wrote the Code, the Hollywood.
Right. Who wrote the code that allows you to publish movies? The motion picture code. A collared Jesuit by the name of Daniel Aloysius Lord. A collared Jesuit. But gave you the rule book and then put a bunch of Jews in the mid-level management positions. Okay, they're producers. They're not content creators. Every once in a while, you get a Jew director. Most of them are executive producers. Okay, is that any real power? No. The CIA is where you make wars, where you kill behind a black budget, where you traffic in women, children, and drugs. That's real power. Give for me the endless list of, in fact, I'll pull it up right now. Give for me the endless list of Jew CIA directors. There is no such thing. There is a massive list, so much so that the CIA, by the way, the nickname for the CIA is The Company, which just so happens to be the same nickname for the Jesuits. Isn't that weird? It's the Jews, Johnny. It's the Jews. They have the same nickname. I've got an article from, who is this? Why it is that the CIA, Mother Jones spinning it, the CIA runs and beats up the Vatican? No, you frauds, the other way around. Why it is that Catholics do so well in the CIA? Where is it here? Listen, I'm going to just go through my list real quick because I've got that ready. Here it is. No, I do have it. It's the article, Catholic Herald, 2016, 5 May, Robert Wargas. Why do Catholics thrive in the CIA? Huh? I wonder, Robert, why do Catholics thrive in the CIA? What are we talking about, Catholics thriving in the CIA? How about, let's start with Avril. Okay, so now listen, I'm also going to list off people who are Jesuit trained, because being Catholic trained or Jesuit trained may sound like no big deal. It is the power of the Catholic Church. It is the power. I always list former Congressperson Cynthia McKinney from Georgia, who made headlines within the alternative community, alternative media community, for outing DynCorp as trafficking women and children. DynCorp. How about Blackwater? DynCorp, a bit players. They're nobodies. How many contracts is DynCorp? Blackwater? No. No? Well, maybe it's because Blackwater is run by a Jew, founded by a Jew. Oh, no. Blackwater is founded and run by Eric Frins, a hyper-devout Roman Catholic convert. Matter of fact, his sister was hired by Donald Trump. Go figure. Go figure. Okay? It's the Jews. I also got a list. Why do I list people who have been Jesuit trained? Who's more important? The person themselves? Or the ones that trained them. And when a Jesuit trains you, when a priest trains you, and hopefully they don't rape you, it leaves will leave a lasting scar no matter what. Just ask Denzel Washington, who was trained by the Jesuits at Fordham in acting, okay? And probably is also a Freemason. Cynthia McKinney, whose Protestant parents wanted her to get the best education possible, And so they put her in a Catholic school. By the way, that is a myth. That is a misnomer. When you go to a Catholic school or a Jesuit school, let's just say like Georgetown. All right. Look at the list of powerful people coming out of Georgetown. No. Let's take that massive list and pare it down to a single school in Georgetown University, the Father Edmund Walls School of Foreign Service. How many people have gone through the Father Edmund Walls School of Foreign Service to become extremely powerful in politics, in government, in Jewish comedy? Carl Reiner. the street man from Mel Brooks, went to the Edmund Wall School of Foreign Service. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What is he, a spy? All right, the Jewish comedian. What is more important, the Jew or the Jesuit who trained him? How many Jesuits were trained by Jews? I'll wait. As a matter of fact, the other way around, there were Jesuits who pretended to be Jews training people. Greg Galuzzo, the Jesuit that trained Barack Hussein Obama in community organizing, had a Gamaliel Foundation. Oh, that's Jewish, isn't it? Gamaliel, that's Jewish. No, it's a Jesuit. Why would a Jesuit pretend to be a Jew? Twitter. I said Twitter earlier. Go on Twitter and type in hashtag it's the Jews or type in Jews. It's the Jews. If the Jews control everything, why is everybody blaming them? Yeah. Why are they the big fat target? Okay.
Let me jump in here with another question, because we were just on the Hollywood trail and I don't want to lose sight of what you're saying, but one person that comes to mind who has been, you know, he's got his slaps on the wrist from the Hollywood establishment about being, you know, anti-Semitic, but he's a devout Catholic, Mel Gibson. What do you think about Mel Gibson and his whole role in Hollywood? Because he, you know, obviously the blockbuster Passion of the Christ film, you know, The Patriot.
Listen to me. No one would have heard of Mel Gibson had he not come from a hyper-devout Roman Catholic Australian background. Good-looking guy, decent actor. You would never have heard of him. He got his break because he is hyper-devout Roman Catholic. Okay, I've got a massive list of 500 names of actors, actresses, from Alfred Hitchcock to Alec Guinness, to on and on and on, of people you never knew were Roman Catholic.
What about Nicolas Cage? Because he's someone.
Oh my goodness! And Nicolas De Palma Cage. Okay, a massive list. Oh, the Jews run Hollywood. Just Hollywood alone. By the way, Frederick Taposolsky's Rulers of Evil. I always recommend, after my five books, you've got to have Frederick Taposolsky number 3's Rulers of Evil, because he explains how the Jesuits own filmmaking. The Jesuits, Athanasius Kircher, the collared Jesuit who created not just filmmaking, but the cowboy genre that birthed filmmaking, because he helped the industry of domesticating and mass slaughtering cattle. He was the original cowboy, Athanasius Kircher. Eusebio Kino. Athanasius Kircher is a different Jesuit. Eusebio Kino. Athanasius Kircher is the polymath that created the map of the veins of the earth. And you put Athanasius Kircher's map of the veins of the earth right next to the CGI Corona hoax, it's the same thing. How crazy is that? Athanasius Kircher's map of the veins of the earth with the volcanoes out of the globe earth, and it's the exact same thing as a Corona hoax. Go ahead.
Let's go back to this other gentleman you just mentioned, because you got my ears perked up when you said Athanasius Kircher, but he was a little too early in history to have invented the filmmate. I mean, so tell
me. Eusebio Kino, I got it mixed up. Eusebio Kino is the Jesuit that's behind filmmaking and cattle.
Was he in like Italy during what time period was he from? Because this is fascinating.
Which one, Kino or Kircher?
Well, I know about Kircher. I want to know about Kino. Because, you know, when we talk about the cow, cattle, the cowboy.
Right. Perfect time. 1600s.
Okay. Wow.
1645 to 1711.
Now, when you say he invented filmmaking, like, this is a precursor to modern.
Correct. It is this really early use of exposure of film. And it's right in line with historical.
But on other shows with my friend Juan and I have looked into it. Maybe you've been on Juan's podcast, the One on One podcast, but shout out to him. We've looked into the history of photography and it was alchemy. You know, they were mixing chemicals and accidentally stumbled upon the realization that certain chemicals are photosensitive. In other words, they react to light. And once you can arrange those chemicals onto a plate, you can capture the form of whatever light is coming through that plate. And then, you know, that evolved into what we now think of as, you know, modern film and photography. But yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I've always thought it was kind of odd that Italy had its own version of cowboy films, the spaghetti westerns, I think they call them, right? And it just felt odd to me, like, what are all of these, you know, guys who live in, like, you know, a totally different environment. What are they doing romanticizing the deserts of Arizona and Utah and Wyoming, right? The Great West, right? So, but to get into that, and let me say a few things before you knock it out of the park, because I'm sure you have tons to say about this and I want to hear it. But when I looked into with another guest the symbology of Clint Eastwood's films, it turns out that the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? That's the name of the film, is just an analogy for Christ's story. Like, it's literally just an analogy. So that right there in one of the most famous, most renowned films in that genre for the American, you know, cowboy films, it's a blatant Roman Catholic analogy. Once you see the symbolism, you're like, oh, wow, okay, that makes sense. So Clint Eastwood, boom, probably a Roman Catholic, I would imagine. But let's take it a little bit further. What's going on with Italy and what's their fascination with cowboys and cows too? That feels religious, especially considering all this talk about the red heifer. But now I'm just blabbing. So go ahead, take it away, Johnny.
No, not at all. I have a massive... So Clint Eastwood is not necessarily tied to the Catholic Church, except for him going to Bohemian Grove, which is secretly run by the Catholic Church. When you go to Bohemian Grove, you have a statue of, oh, what is the Catholic saint with his finger on his lips saying, be quiet, keep the secrets. There was a supposedly Catholic priest and saint that supposedly went to his grave. It'll come back to me. Of John of Nepomuk, it did. John of Nepomuk is the Roman Catholic saint whose statue with his finger on his lips greets you at Bohemian Grove. He did send his son Scott to the Jesuits at Loyola Marymount. Real quick on Cynthia McKinney, she went and got a Catholic education. By the way, it's a misnomer that getting a Catholic education is the best education anywhere around the world. What really is going on is the Catholics who run business, the real power, are picking you because you're Catholic or Jesuit trained. Cynthia McKinney was so overwhelmed with her experience in a Catholic school that she was going to become a nun. And instead, she traded it in to become a hyper-devout Roman Catholic herself. So this is why I list the importance of Catholic education, Jesuit education, even upon someone that's not a practicing Catholic. Yeah, Clint Eastwood, Bohemian Grove, sent his little boy. Oh, Clint Eastwood was almost Jesuit educated. Clint Eastwood was going to go into Jesuit Seattle University, applied and accepted, and then drafted instead. Spent time in the military and came out. Seattle University, almost Jesuit trained, but he knew better. He went and sent his little boy Scott to the Jesuits. So something very important in relation to cowboys. And why is it that Italy would have such an obsession with the American West? And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. What is his real name? I've got so many tabs open, it's not funny. Eusebio Francesco Cini. Okay. In Germany, they to this day call going to the movies kino, to honor the godfather of movies, Eusebio Francesco Cini, a.k.a. Eusebio Francis Kino.
Is that the root cinema, if from cinema comes from? Is that?
I have to take a second and look, but I will tell you, in Germany, it's connected to this Jesuit. Kino, Germany, going to the movies is going to Kino. That I can tell you that. that I know for almost for sure. But in relation to cowboy movies, Kino, the godfather of domesticating cattle for mass slaughter, that's what that honors. There's no other. If you watch a cowboy anything, you only had one job. There's only one job, and that is to herd and push cattle into mass slaughter. There's only one job. Nobody else had knows no farming. There's no, you know, maybe a little bit of gold banded. That's just, you know, silly. It's a sideshow. There's only one job in any cowboy movie. That's to be a cowboy. Why is that? Who is credited with coming up with the mass domestication and slaughter of cattle? By the way, Frederick Tupper Saucy nails this. One of the most important agendas of the cowboy movie is to create this ridiculous myth that there were men who operated by a code and it wasn't the Bible. They didn't need the Bible. They didn't need Christianity. They didn't need any kind of a code book. They had their own code, their own, this ridiculous Burt Lancaster. Oh, what's his name? Douglas. Gunfight the OK Corral. They really pushed that silliness hard. Oh, and Wyatt Earp, also plenty of jizz do on Wyatt Earp, but I want to get to, stop, not that. If it's not the Jesuits, it's the Freemasons. All right, I know I've got one. All right, let me pause. So this idea that there are men with a code, which is ridiculous. Human beings are human beings. The only code a human being has is whatever gets them ahead. But it is part of what Rome wants you to have are two choices. From me being a born-again Christian, the choices Rome hands you are no Christ or Antichrist. Those are the two choices Rome wants you to have. No Christ or Antichrist. Christopher Hitchens, right? Mr. Atheist, the only one allowed to question the myth and the legend of Mother Teresa, is atheist Christopher Hitchens. Gets into what a, not all of it, doesn't get into too much detail, the very epitome of love and compassion. She herself was a ghoul that was trafficking with little girls and their babies. And what Catholics would do again and again, when they have a young girl that they didn't raise right, that they didn't teach to have discipline or self-control, and the teenage girl gets pregnant and they're embarrassed, they kick the girl to the Catholic Church. And what is the Catholic Church? Oh, Ireland, Australia, Canada. They take the girl, they rape the girl, they steal the baby and sell the baby for money. That's insane, Johnny. How can you say that? That's not me. What is it? Let's see here. Magdalene Laundry. Look up Magdalene Laundry in Ireland. Cottage industry of Irish Roman Catholic families kicking their pregnant, embarrassing teenage girls to the side, giving them to hard labor in these Magdalene laundries, where the young girls get raped and their children, their babies get stolen from them and sold for money. I'm not making this up. Oh, it's the Jews, Johnny. It's the Jews. Who really gets away with that? Oh, there's the only one to traffic kids. It's one Jew, Epstein's the only one that ever trafficked kids. Here's the real power. The ones that traffic kids, and you never heard of them. And they got away with it. You never heard of them. But we're going to go back to the Franklin cover-up, though, real quick, in relation to, you asked me about Mel Gibson and the Jews. Listen, if you're hyper-devout Roman Catholic, it's got to be anybody but your church. It's got to be the communists, the Jews, the Freemasons. One of them, pick one. Communists, Jews, or Freemasons. Pick one. It can't be the Catholic Church. It's got to be one or the other. Meanwhile, they're all managers that deserve blame. It's easy to point your finger at them because there are surly characters that are in all those categories. And yet, who's the one behind the scene? Okay. John DeCamp, the aide de camp camp of Colby, the Saigon station chief. Colby, the guy that was mass murdering in Operation Phoenix, and John DeCamp, who was there helping him. And he's the whistleblower for the Franklin cover-up. Why do we call the Franklin cover-up? Because John DeCamp, Roman Catholic, just like his boss, almost a monk, trained to be a monk as a teenager, John DeCamp was. And he ended up in the CIA and the Phoenix Project. Oh, crazy. Crazy. Where are all those Jews at? Why? How come they're not in the CIA? Okay, that's the real power. John DeCamp mentions how he spoke to, he was called into the audience of the prefect for the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Inquisition. Did you know the Inquisition never went away? Still in action today, still in power today? The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. You know who was running it? The cardinal running it at the time when he was, when John DeCamp was called to speak to him? Guy by the name, a former Nazi youth guy by the name of Joseph Ratzinger. Ratzinger, does that sound familiar? Yeah. John DeCamp brags about how he spoke to Cardinal Ratzinger and then again had a private audience with Pope Ratzinger, aka Benedict number whatever, 16, whatever it was. Okay. That's John DeCamp. That's the guy that put the Franklin cover-up on the map. Why do we call it Franklin cover-up? Well, because the pimp was a guy named Larry King, Lawrence King, who was running the Franklin Federal Credit Union. Well, wait a minute. The young boys were coming out of the Franklin Federal Credit Union. Were they just putting in their newspaper money and then they would get kidnapped? Where were the young boys coming from? Oh, they weren't coming from the Franklin Federal Credit Union. They were coming from the Roman Catholic world-renowned orphanage of Boys Town. Omaha, says Peyton Manning, with his call sign, right? The Roman Catholic orphanage, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, what is it, 1935? Re-advertising. How many times has Jew Run Hollywood done a fluffy, happy movie about boys and priests? From Bing Crosby to Spencer Tracy, and how many fluffy, and yet when it comes to portraying Christians in movies, they're always whack jobs. They're always out there. They're always nuts. Telly Savalas, Dirty Dozen, right? The Southern, he's about as believable as Barack Obama. The Southern evangelical murderer, psycho, that in the middle of the mission starts shooting his buddies, right? That's how you portray Christians. But when it comes to Catholics, oh, it's Bing Crosby and Spencer Tracy and on and on. And the Jews in Hollywood giving all this great free Boys Town. Are you kidding? Boys Town, nothing's fun. It's listen, there are people with moms and dads that leave their moms and dads to go to the orphanage at Boys Town because it's so much fun. Or is that what really happens? You know, a guy by the name of Charlie Manson was picked up by a U.S. government chaplain, Roman Catholic priest, and a United States secular judge sent him from his internment location of young boys over to Boys Town, where a Roman Catholic chaplain priest, oh, you're cute. He's pretty. We want him for Boys Town. And within 2 weeks of being at Boys Town, Charlie Manson ran away. What did he see at Boys Town that shocked him, that upset him, that frightened him, that was part of his progression into spiraling down into being the ultimate mass murderer, just put away in prison for 50 lifetimes? How many people did Charlie Manson kill? Illuminati zero, right? Illuminati, he's a patsy. He's a patsy for the crazy Catholic women in his family. Was it Periwinkle or the crazy Catholic women in his family that actually did the killing? Okay. So Boys Town. Why was it not called the Boys Town cover-up? Because Cardinal Ratzinger told John DeCamp, we got to get a handle on this. I've got the interview. I've got it. Happy to give it to you. It's still out there. I can tell you the link. It's still up on YouTube, crazy enough. John DeCamp bragging about how he met Cardinal Ratzinger running the Inquisition and then Pope Ratzinger later on in life. Remember, John DeCamp, almost a monk, rebranded, taking boys from the Roman Catholic orphanage of Boys Town. Oh, Boys Town, please give your money to Boys Town. Back in the 30s, they were raking in $5 million a year. I can just imagine what that is today. $5 million a year. Where's all that money going to? Is that for the boys? Is that for Sony PlayStations, for the orphan boys? Remember, the 5th of November, the gunpowder plot. I see no reason why we should free. Listen to me. There are Roman Catholic priests. There are orphanages. It curdles the blood. There are children. All they want is love and security. How about this? A child, an orphan child who is also handicapped, an orphan child who is blind or deaf, and they go to a Catholic orphanage, and they're tortured, and they're raped, and they're violated, and they're sodomized. What kind of a demon? What kind of a demon? And this is institutional. This is institutional. So anyway, that's to answer your question. Ask me a simple question, and he goes on for 10, 15 minutes. Sorry, pal.
No, what better way to promote your podcast? Resistance Rising podcast with Johnny Cerucci. You can listen to Johnny unfiltered and uncensored, of course.
Rumble, Odyssey, BitChute, and Brighty on YouTube.
All your stuff is johnnycerucci.com. The links to your 5 books, Illuminati Unmasked, Secret History, Eaters of Children, Romans of Mass Destruction, and The Disciples of Ra.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellently written. So thank you so much, Johnny, for joining me again. And folks who are just getting first taste of Johnny and his work, check out our other conversations that we've had together. And of course, Johnny's podcast, which is linked in the episode description. Johnny, you're the man. I think we nailed it right at the 2 hour.
Love you, brother.
So with that, thank you all for tuning in. And until next time, immerse yourself in the moment wherever you are in the now. All right. The return of the divisive Johnny Cerucci. But at the end of the day, I mean, how could you not love Johnny? His conviction, his spirit, his passion, his no-nonsense attitude, his unwavering mission. And he's not rah-rah right-wing, and he's not la-la-la left-wing either. And I'm so sick of all that. I even hate some of the past interviews I've done where I've sounded rah-rah Republican or la-la liberal. So it's regrettable, but here we are. We're changing. People change, you know, people grow. This show is going to be a time capsule at some point. You're going to look back at the first 100 episodes and say, wow, this is a totally different person. I already feel that way. I tried listening to an episode like 20 or something like that, and I was like, wow, that's not even me. So anyways, Johnny's the man. I love talking to Johnny Cerucci. He might not be everybody's cup of tea, but he's passionate, and I love that. And I want to talk to more people like Johnny who, you know, for worse or for better, I'm sure Johnny has people in his family who think he's freaking nuts. But anyways, johnnycerucci.com. Go and check him out today. Support me by picking up some of this merch. Listen, I got paint on my hands 7 days a week, okay? I'm in the lab. I'm painting. I'm making shirts. I love it. The art, it's crazy. It's taken over the days, and it's really interesting stuff. So I'm going to get my P's and Q's lined up, and we're going to have more options available on the merch side of things. The first round of designs might not have been everybody's cup of tea. I get that, but I'm going to continue to put out cool stuff for the ladies and the guys. Oversized shirts are in right now, guys, so get yourself an XL. I'm happy to print the What List XL shirt. That with some nice pants, some nice denim, you're going to be crushing it. People are going to look at you. They're going to say, whoa, what's that shirt? You're going to see all the names on it. They're going to think, this guy's got balls. Or Hey, if you're a lady, if you're a chick, you want the What List Epstein shirt, I'm making them in lady sizes too. Really, if you don't see your size on the website, but you have a liking for the design, just reach out to me. You know, there's no judgment. It doesn't have to be personal. I don't have to pull out the tailoring measuring tape and, you know, wrap my hands around your waist. Just tell me your size. Tell me your shirt size and we'll make it happen. No judgment here, baby. It's judgment-free zone. So pick up some merch. I'm really cranking it out. We're going to have some cool new stuff. I just made an Anthony Kiedis Got Me Laid shirt, you know, for those Red Hot Chili Pepper fans. You know, I sort of have a love-hate relationship with them. You know, I don't know how, if they're just like puppets for Rick Rubin or if they're, if Anthony Kiedis is, you know, the next Robert Plant. You know, who knows? We'll see. Time will tell. But anyways, enough about me and my disgusting thoughts on pop culture and rock and roll. I'm sure some of you hated what I just said about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But anyways, I love all of you. You guys are the best. This podcast is my bread and butter. I couldn't do it without this podcast. Get through this year that I've had. My grandmother passed away. My other grandmother passed away. I still have one other grandmother left now. Lucky me, born with three grandmothers. But yeah, it's been a tough year. And my Uncle Scott also passed away. So thoughts and prayers to them. I know we got pretty deep on this episode, but Johnny is a religious man, and that gives me hope. Although Johnny and I are not the same in our beliefs, I don't know, we really don't differ all that much, but I just wouldn't identify myself as a born-again Christian. So yeah, Johnny's the man. Love talking to him. And I love doing this podcast for y'all. So sorry I've been a little bit out of it in the past few months, but I'm definitely going to be picking things up. I'm telling you, I already just did another interview. So we got another interview coming on the way, maybe even for tomorrow. So until then, immerse yourself in the moment wherever you are in the now.